Robin is now a published author with a story that has been included in the just-released Chicken Soup for the Dog Lover's Soul. And Robin, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm really excited about the book.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. And, of course, many of us familiar with the Chicken Soup series that, of course, was Chicken Soup for the Soul and then Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul and the Father's Soul. And we've gotten all kinds of souls out there now, a Dog Lover's Soul, which is very appropriate. And what do you like about the books?
Well, the Chicken Soup books are filled with inspirational stories that will just make you feel good when you read them. They'll touch your memories, and you'll remember back to times maybe when you had a dog that was very special to you in your life. The stories range from happy stories about first love to bittersweet stories about farewells.
Yeah. Why was it important for you to try to be a part of it?
Well, you know, I've been writing now for about 7 years since I became the executive director of Small Paws Rescue. And I've written 33 animal stories, and I've been trying to put them together and get them published into a book. And actually, interestingly enough, this particular story was originally written as a newsletter to our mailing list of about 6,000 people here in the United States, and we have 17 other countries that support Small Paws. It just happened the morning that we found that our 13-year-old Saint Bernard had passed away in the night in his sleep, just very peacefully and very gently. And I came inside and wrote the story of Bogey and how we had rescued him 13 years earlier from being shot by one of the sheriffs here in Oklahoma for running loose. And actually, one of my friends from Small Paws submitted the story to Chicken Soup. I had no idea anyone would ever be interested. And then indeed, it was chosen out of thousands that were sent in.
And so it was without any involvement on your part that you wind up this published author in.
It really wasn't. When my friend, who is an editor, she's actually the editor for Feed the Children, Larry Jones, the organization that feeds children all over the world, when she convinced me to send in, that she could send in three stories, she asked if she could send in three stories. I really just did it for her so that she would feel not turned down. And I never in a million years dreamed that I would get the call one day that my story had been chosen to be published in the Chicken Soup series. It truly was a God thing. I assure you, I didn't have much to do with it.
But how do you feel when you get that call? I mean, because the Chicken Soup series is huge. It's international. Mm-hmm. Who knows how many languages?
38.
Okay. She knows how many languages. Yeah, but you know, and it is. It's international. Everyone, you know, you rarely go into someone's home that you don't see a Chicken Soup for the something in someone's mm-hmm. home, whatever their interest is.
Right.
And that's what's really neat about the books, the way they target interests and inspiration together there. But what's it like when you get that phone call and they say, Robin, we want to include your story?
That's exactly what they said. And you know, I couldn't think, wait a minute, I know we sent three stories. I had to ask them, I'm so sorry, which story is it? And that's when she told me it was Bogey's story, which is entitled Gentle Giant. I think I sat there rather like this on the phone with her. I couldn't even speak. I was just so honored. And of course, the first thing I did was to call my editor, Jeannie Rogers, the lady who had sent the stories in, and say, you're not even going to believe the phone call I just got.
Yeah. And you've just today, I guess, received your copy of the Chicken Soup for the Dog Lover's Soul book, and you were kind enough to bring it in and actually let me read Gentle Giant, and it really is a touching story, and I think, you know, I laughed out loud while I was reading it, and pretty soon I was really on the verge of tears reading it, because it's a very touching and heartfelt tale that you've put together.
Well, you know, Bogey was a great dog. He was the typical Beethoven Saint Bernard that ran in the neighborhood with my husband on a leash, and all the children would come and greet him. And he was just such a big part of our lives for 13 years. But as anyone knows who has dogs, cats, pets of any sort, there comes a day when you begin to pray, dear Lord, please, if there's any way, when the bad days begin to outnumber the good, please just take him home and make it so that we won't have to take him to the vet for the last time. How many of us have prayed that prayer for all of our pets, and how often does it happen? This is the first time it's ever happened to me. I was 47 at the time, and Bogey just truly, he just woke up dead in his bed. He was just, his eyes were closed, his back leg was out, he had no illness, he had no sickness. And it was one of those things when we first discovered it, of course, the tears came. But after that, truly, the thanking God, thank you, God, for taking him and not having us having to go to make him that last trip. It was truly a blessing that any of us would want for any of our animals. For a St. Bernard to be 13 is quite unusual. They normally don't live much past 10. And it was just a blessing and an answer to prayer for me. I mean, who among us wouldn't want that for any of our animals or even for ourselves when we become elderly like that? It was just a blessing.
We're talking this morning with Robin Presnell of Tulsa. She's a newly published author, and we're talking a little bit about her short story, Gentle Giant, which is being included in Chicken Soup for the Dog Lover's Soul, which is just now being released to the public, hot off the press. She is definitely a dog lover, and part of that has come Small Paws Rescue.
Yes, back in 1998, I lost another one of my precious dogs. He was my heart dog. His name was Nicholas, and he died from canine lymphoma. And we fought it for 13 months, but the cancer finally won. And after he was gone, I knew I wanted a Bichon Frise, but I didn't know much about what I was doing. And I found myself on the steps of the worst puppy mill in Missouri. And there was a dead horse in the front yard. I remember that very clearly. That let me know that my mission, my purpose in life was that I was to go and to tell the world about the commercial kennel industry that was going on in Missouri. And so I went back to the internet and I began to show some pictures and tell some stories about what was happening. And our rescue organization, Small Paws Rescue, grew from 25 people to over 6,000 now in 7 years. And we have supporters, as I say, here in the United States and in 17 countries all over the world. We paid right at $500,000 in vet bills last year. Our motto is that we will accept any Bichon Frise, regardless of age or health condition, any Bichon mix, or if it looks like it wants met a Bichon, we'll take it into rescue.
So pretty much anyone can be saved by your organization.
Well, I tell you, we work so closely.
You know, I think I saw one time.
We work very closely with other breed rescues here in the Tulsa area and also all over the country. When we find a purebred dog in a shelter or one that is a strong mix of that breed, we will contact that breed rescue and tell them, this is where the dog is. Do you need help transporting it? We can get it to you. Tell us what we can do to help you to save this dog.
How many dogs do you think you've rescued?
Well, Small Paws has rescued over 5,000 now in 7 years. We currently have 256 Bichons and Bichon mixes in rescue across the country. We have 800 foster homes, so they're all over the United States. We place approximately 100 to 150 a month in loving homes.
Yeah. How does that make a difference?
Let me tell you why it's such an important thing to be involved in animal rescue. And it's not that we're animal rights wacko activists that believe that dogs are more important than people. That's not it at all. Our premise, our belief at Small Paws is that God created the animals to give our lives a better place of enjoyment. And every dog that we rescue goes to touch a person. Sometimes we hear stories that people tell us that all their children have left the nest and they were alone and they didn't feel like anyone needed them any longer. And if they just have a little dog to wake up for, a little dog to get up for, a little dog to take to the groomers, a little dog to take on a walk, that enhances that person's life. Our whole premise is that the dogs will enhance a person's life, and therefore that's us showing them God's love through that dog.
You mentioned the foster homes that you have across the country, 800 of them.
Yes.
How do you know where you're going to place them? Obviously, you're getting calls mm-hmm. from dogs about these dogs from all over the country.
Right. Well, what we do, we have a website. It's www.smallpawsrescue.org. And on that website, there's a button that says foster information, and that is an online foster application. What we do after that's filled out and comes into us is we do a thorough vet check and a screening of that home and find out how they take care of their dogs now. And then we find dogs either near them, or if they're not near them, Bichons that need to be flown on airplanes. We fly dogs on airplanes every day. We've flown over 3,500. We've never had so much as a broken toenail. So we will put a dog on a plane and get it to that foster home, thus opening up another place for one to come from either a kill shelter, where its life may be coming to an end in a few days, or from a puppy mill, and where there isn't much life happening there.
Yeah, and I suppose there's some opportunities for agencies like yours to work to improve life, or as far as, you know, trying to eliminate puppy mills.
Yes, of course we're a 501(c), so we're not involved in active lobbying because that's against the IRS statutes. But we do educational programs all over the country. We tell people, if you buy a pet from a pet shop, the chances are very high that its parents are sitting in a commercial kennel somewhere in a cage, with food coming through a chute, water coming through a rabbit bottle, waterer, and they're not socialized, they're not held, they're there for one purpose, it's for breeding. They are farm animals. And, you know, that's just not what God created dogs to be. He created them to be a part of our lives, to be with us, to give and receive love to us.
How can other people make a difference in terms of that effort and just as far as trying to protect dogs that they have?
Well, I tell you, one of the very most important things that people can do is to spay or neuter their pets. Every dog and cat that was euthanized in a kill shelter last year had one thing in common: neither of their parents were spayed or neutered. And when that happens in our country, we won't be having to put 12,000 dogs down at our Tulsa animal shelter. I mean, that's what's happening now. So many animals end up in the shelter. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just that there aren't enough homes, and people get that cute little puppy, and they think, oh, we're just going to have one litter, and two dogs can produce 67,000 dogs in 6 years. And that's why the problem is happening. Spay them and neuter them. It won't affect their personality. It'll make them healthier. You won't have the chances of cancer, you know, ovarian, uterine, prostate cancer. You won't have those things if the animals are spayed and neutered, and they'll be loving pets that you can enjoy for years and years.
Yeah, that information you just gave, it's very easy to see how you wind up with 101 Dalmatians.
That's right, that's right.
Small Paws Rescue and Chicken Soup for the Dog Lover's Soul, our focus this morning. I'm Deborah Woodall, along with Tolson Robin Presnell, who is now a published author. She is now a part of the Chicken Soup series. And she is also, you know, as if this isn't enough, she's a part of Animal Planet, too. How do you get to be a part of that?
Well, this is a very interesting story. About 3 years being into Small Paws Rescue, we kept getting contacted by Animal Planet, and they would ask us if we had any interesting, exciting, or daring stories going on at the time. Well, we thought every adoption that we had was interesting, exciting, and daring. And after turning us down about 20 particular times, I got a phone call one day, and I happened to be at Texas A&M, and I had one of our little heart murmur puppies. We've done 27 heart murmur repairs at Texas A&M on the operating table having open heart surgery. And again, Animal Planet called, and I said, well, you know what? I have a dog in the operating room having open heart surgery right now. She may not make it. Would that be exciting enough for you? And they said, that's it. And so actually what we did was we sent the Texas A&M television crew into the operating room. Animal Planet told them what they wanted, and they began filming the story. That story has gone on to be in reruns for 4 years. It's one of the most popular. A Pet Story is the name of the series on Animal Planet. So we've gotten a lot of Bichon lovers and animal lovers who have contacted us after seeing that particular episode of Animal Planet.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff for you. And, the Chicken Soup series obviously going to give you a lot of exposure here to your effort and what you're trying to do with Small Paws. And where can people get the book?
The book will be in bookstores nationwide as of September 27th. We are also going to be offering it on our Small Paws Rescue website in our online gift shop, and you could go to smallpawsrescue.org, and you can get a little bit off of the retail price, and all of the profits go to Small Paws Rescue. We're also having a big picnic on October the 1st, and you can get books there. It's going to be at Hakey Park. At 12 o'clock, we'll have about 100 Bichons. Small Paws Rescue people will be there. Come out and have lunch with us. It's $10 at the door, and the books will be for sale there, and I'll be happy to personally autograph one to each of you.
Yeah, exciting stuff here. What about any other book signings, anything like that scheduled?
Yes, the Chicken Soup series does quite a job of marketing their books. They're sending out 12,000 press releases on today and tomorrow, and those will be going to local radio stations, newspapers, television stations. They are setting up some book signings with the Borders bookstores and Barnes and Nobles. And as soon as I have those dates of those book signings, I'm happy to give those to you. I'm hoping one or two people will come out and stand by the table so I won't be sitting there all by myself with my book. I'm hoping that some of you in Tulsa will come out and let me sign books for you.
And certainly, as I mentioned, your story about your dog just really touching and heartfelt, and I'm sure the other stories in the book are much that way as well.
Yes, there are 101 other stories written in each of the Chicken Soups. They all have 101 stories, and there's such a wide variety. There are stories about animal rescues. There are stories about therapy dogs in this book. They will make you laugh. They will make you cry, and you'll just feel so good after reading this book.
Right, and of course, if you know any dog lovers, even if you don't like them, certainly the holiday's not far away, and appropriate for friends or family who do.
Absolutely. The retail price on the book is $12.95. It makes a great gift for the holidays. Put it in a stocking stuffer, wrap it up, and put it in a present box to give to someone that has a dog or even someone that once had a dog. All of us have stories in our hearts about pets that we grew up with, and dogs are just such a special blessing from God for us, and we're just excited to be able to share this love of dogs that we have.
Yeah, Robin, as I was preparing for the interview, I came across something in some of the materials I'd been sent. It said, dogs are not our whole lives.
But they make our lives whole.
They make our lives whole, and that can be said for dogs, and certainly any pets that any of us have, we certainly feel that way about them. Thank you for being here and sharing your story with us, Robin.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so proud to represent Tulsa in this book, Chicken Soup for the Dog Lover's Soul. It's been a real surprise to me, and yet a great blessing, and I'm looking forward to meeting several of you when we have the book signings.
All right. Robin Presnell, Tulsa author now. The book, Chicken Soup for the Dog Lover's Soul. I'm Deborah Woodall. Have a great week.